Meditate on the Naam of the Guru. Earn something and then take it.
Naam Guru da jap le kuch khat ke le ja. Naam Guru da jap le kuch khat ke le ja. Naam Guru da jap le kuch khat ke le ja. Aya hath lal kite mitti che na rul jaye. Jagat saran vich rasta na pul jaye. Aya hath lal kite mitti che na rul jaye. Jagat saran vich ਰਸਤਾ ਨ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਏ ਲਭ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ 84 ਗੇੜ ਕੱਟ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਖੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜਪ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਖੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜਪ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਖੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਐਬ ਸਾਰੇ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਮਨ ਸਮਝਾ ਲਵੀਂ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਤੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਬਣਾ ਲਵੀਂ ਐਬ ਸਾਰੇ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਮਨ ਸਮਝਾ ਲਵੀਂ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਤੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਬਣਾ ਲਵੀਂ ਦਿਲ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਟ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਖੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜਪ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਖੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜਪ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਖੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਸੱਚੇ ਰੱਬ ਤਾਈ ਬੰਦੇ ਕਰ ਲੈ ਤੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਵੇ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੇ ਆ ਭਾਂਡੇ ਆ ਕੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਮੁਨਿਆਦ ਵੇ ਸੱਚੇ ਰੱਬ ਤਾਈ ਬੰਦੇ ਕਰ ਲੈ ਤੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਵੇ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੇ ਆ ਭਾਂਡੇ ਆ ਕੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਮੁਨਿਆਦ ਵੇ ਪੂੰਜੀ ਨਾਮ ਸੱਚੇ ਦੀ ਵਟ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਖੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜਪ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਖੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜਪ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਖੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਹੋਏ ਕੇ ਦਿਆਲ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਫੇਰਾ ਪਾਜਵੇ ਥੋੜੇ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਰਹੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੱਚਾ ਆਜਵੇ ਹੋਏ ਕੇ ਦਿਆਲ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਫੇਰਾ ਪਾਜਵੇ ਥੋੜੇ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਰਹੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੱਚਾ ਆਜਵੇ ਅਜੈਬ ਦਿਲ ਨੀਵਾ ਹੋ ਕੱਟ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਕੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜਪ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਕੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜਪ ਲੈ ਕੁਛ ਕੱਟ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾ
Meditate on the Naam of the Guru. Earn something and then take it. Brief announcements. please, everybody, remember daylight saving time is going to come to an end next Saturday. So for all of your devices that are not plugged into the internet, check them. We don't want anybody to oversleep and miss the satsang. And next Saturday, that's November 4th, we're going to have a Seva morning here. And there'll be lots of work for everybody, and there'll be a good time to be together, and we'll have a nice refreshments afterwards. So please come if you can, everybody will have a good time. We'll continue in our reading in Russell's book, Stumbling Toward God, The Years with a Jab. And this, we've just begun the reading about our Russell's account of the 1980 tour, which begins with a visit to the ashram in Italy. So Russell writes, "Day one of the tour finds us here in this incredibly beautiful ashram, located in the hill country, about 100 miles north of Rome. 400 acres of rolling grassland and gardens and orchards of olive trees constitute the physical property of this ashram, purchased only a year ago by the Italian Satsangis. A house has been built, with Master's grace, and the Master and his party and a number of other dear ones are accommodated very comfortably in it. Many others are camping out, including a number of families with children, and still others are staying at a hotel in Ribola, at the foot of the mountain. People are here from all over Europe, Germany, England, France, and a large delegation from Malta, in addition to the Italians. And there are also people from South Africa and the United States. A number of them made the long 2-hour drive into Rome to meet us at the airport this morning. How beautiful it was to see their happy, enthusiastic faces after the 11-hour flight from Delhi. Although we had to wait a long time for our luggage, the Master went down specially to the glass wall where everyone was waiting, and he gave them darshan. I was so excited that I forgot all about confirming the tickets for our flight to London. Well, meditation was held at 4 this afternoon, outdoors under a canopy. Very sweet and peaceful, blissful, in fact. And after it was over, Sanchi asked Sirio Carapa, his Italian representative and the manager of the ashram, to show him around the place. So we took a magnificent walk, visiting the dairy cow, the goat and her kid, the gardens, and the tents of the campers, who were overjoyed when the Master walked right in and looked around. He greeted many old friends and many new ones. Perhaps most moving was a lady from Germany, initiated by Master Kripal in 1955, who told Sanchi that she was very grateful for the opportunity of seeing him. There are not many followers of Sanchi in Germany. As she said, "I am the German one." But the Master consoled her so lovingly and told her that she was not alone. On his return to the house, he examined all the other rooms, the kitchen, etc., before retiring. The satsang tonight was quiet, grave, and powerful, although Sanchi smiled a lot toward the end. There are many non-initiates here, and so he took a hymn of Guru Arjan on the basics of Sant Mat: Satguru, Satsang, and Satnam. He spoke of the power and protection of the Nam and the peace that it gives. He spoke of the greatness and importance of the Master. But he also laid emphasis on his, quote, hiddenness, unquote. Underlying the talk was that most basic of basics, grace. The factor which, he pointed out, makes it possible for us to recognize a Master in the first place. Without grace, there is nothing. He quoted Master Kripal's simile of a blind man who cannot find his way, neither can he catch a man with sight to help him. But if the man with sight has compassion on him, he will go up to him and put his hand in his and offer to show him the way. He told two stories, one I had heard before and one I had not. To illustrate the greatness of the master, he told of Lord Shiva and his two sons, Ganesh and Shyamkartik, and how Shiva told his sons to race around the world, and the winner would become his successor. Ganesh was riding on a mouse, and Shyamkartik on a swan. And Shyamkartik naturally set off with high expectations of being the winner. But Ganesh, who understood the secret of the master's greatness, simply went around Lord Shiva on his mouse. And it is said that everywhere Shyamkartik flew on his swan, he saw Ganesh ahead of him. The other story, to illustrate both the element of grace and also the master's capacity to remain hidden, was of Baba Sawan Singh and how he once met a sadhu in a remote place and greeted him as an old and dear friend. His disciples questioned him afterwards about it, and Baba Sawan Singh replied, "Yes, he was with me in the past. That man is a saint of so much power that one glance of his would take anyone to Sachkhand in an instant. Nevertheless, he has not been given the commission by God to do that work, and so he remains hidden." And the next, a couple of days later, last night's satsang was equally beautiful on a hymn by Guru Nanak on the identity of the soul with God and the suffering that the soul goes through because it doesn't know it. The master used the illustration of the hydrologic cycle, as biologists refer to it. Water rises up from the ocean in the form of vapor, and then descends from the clouds in the form of rain, mingling with the earth and taking on all its characteristics, and often in the form of mud, becoming inextricable from it. Still, sooner or later, it finds its laborious way back to the ocean, the source from whence it came. In the same way, he said, we really are drops of the ocean of love, which is God. And while we are mingled with this world, even to the point of taking on its characteristics, we suffer terribly. Still, when we merge ourselves back into our source, our suffering is over, and we realize that which we really are, pure water and not mud. He talked more about the principle of grace and how we deserve nothing and can do nothing by ourselves. It is absolutely necessary to have the master's help. But the master can be very surprising sometimes. He told the story of Sheikh Silvi, a Muslim Sufi, and how two seekers came to him. He saw them one at a time, and to the first one he said, "Repeat this sentence. There is one God who is the essence of everything, all-pervading everywhere, and Silvi is his messenger. Not less, in fact, than God himself." Well, the man cried out, "I repent, I repent." And Sheikh Silvi instantly repeated, "I repent, I repent." And then Silvi said, "What do you repent?" And the man replied, "I was going to ask for spiritual help from a blasphemer and a heretic who makes himself equal to God. But why do you repent?" And the master answered, "I repent that I was about to give the inexhaustible treasure of Nam to someone who doesn't appreciate it. Then the second man came in, and Sylvie told him, "Repeat this sentence. There is one God who is the essence of everything, and Muhammad is his prophet." And the man began to weep and wail, and he said, "I came here searching for one who is directly connected with God, not a priest. The mosques are full of priests, but now you give me only what they would give me." Sheikh Sylvie consoled him and said, "No, I will give you much more. You will see. I was just testing you to see how much you appreciate what you are about to receive." There's something extraordinarily compelling about these satsangs here in this marvelous place. Sanchi is very quiet, very unhurried, and very grave. The double translation, first into English, then into Italian, in the absence of a public address system, the relative smallness of the crowd, although it is getting bigger by the hour, and at this rainy night satsang, the people are bursting the tent at the seams. And the quiet, beautiful isolation of this ashram all contribute to the compellingness. But I think there's more to it than that. No matter how much the master may joke with us and tease us and put himself, in his inexhaustible humility, on the same level with us, the fact is that he has come to speak eternal truth to us and give peace to our souls. And he has been doing just that. More directly, in fact, in the satsang, that is, I'm not speaking of in private, more directly than I have ever experienced. As was often said of Master Kripal, he pulls no punches. This morning, the first of two initiations was held. 32 persons, some who spoke only Italian, others who spoke only English, were given the Nam in a powerful, love-filled gathering that lasted 5 hours. Everything had to be explained in both languages. 15 persons saw the master's form, including one teenage boy who said that he saw several other forms along with the master. A little later, he noticed a picture on the wall and said with great excitement, "Who is that man there? He's one of the ones I saw with the master." And I said, "It's not strange. That is Sant Kripal Singh, the master's master." And the boy said, "Oh." His eyes were shining. A new generation is indeed upon us. All yesterday, the morning and the afternoon, and all afternoon today, the master has been seeing people in an endless stream. Many are old friends, many are new ones. Yesterday he saw more than 40 people, many of them new ones who were initiated this morning. Today he has been seeing those whom he has not yet had a chance to see. And then the next day. Tomorrow, we leave this idyllic place. It seems as though we've just arrived, and how we will all miss it. This morning, another initiation was held. It was originally scheduled for two dear ones who spoke neither Italian nor English, only French. But six other persons who had arrived too late for yesterday also received the Nam, making a total of 8. This time, the instructions were not read out in English at all, only Italian and French. Thus, 40 persons in all have taken Nam here at Sant Bani Ashram in the Apennine Mountains, the newest of all the master's ashrams, and the only one dedicated to Sant Mat in all of Europe. This morning, a very sweet, no longer young, lady told me that she had been meditating for 6 years without initiation and had never had more than a few glimpses of light. At her initiation yesterday, she had seen explosions of light, which had developed into a blaze of golden light that had remained with her and grown every time she meditated. Was this normal? She was awestruck. And I said, yes, it's exactly the way it's supposed to be. But many times our baggage gets in our way and we experience less than the Master is trying to give us. This afternoon, Sanchi held a series of group darshans in his room. How loving and serious these dear ones. Most of them new and relatively new on the path, or relatively new on the path. How loving and serious they are. The darshans, four in all, covered everyone who is still here, about 120, and a great many interesting things came out. The following comments are from notes taken on the spot. One woman begged the master to give a group meditation that night instead of the scheduled satsang. Because of the short stay and the two straight initiations, which preempted Sanchi's presence in the morning hours, there's only been one group meditation here. She said that she found the difference in her meditation when he was physically there was so great that she couldn't bear not to meditate with him again. So he graciously agreed. And a longtime initiate commented that the master had said that if we do not practice the path we've been put on, we might come back in, quote, a lower form. Did he mean a form lower than human? And Sanchi said, no, an initiate would not come back in a form lower than human, but he might come back in a human body, which involved much suffering. And that was what he meant. One gracious lady commented that to sit in his presence was the answer to all of our questions. And a young couple, after the others had left, told the master that when he had put his fingers on their foreheads at the second sitting at yesterday's initiation, they had had a vastly different meditation than ever before or since. And would he kindly touch them that way again? And he graciously obliged, but also advised them in very strong terms to get married because they were now living together. He commented that satsang was very necessary, just as a field that is dry comes to life when it's irrigated, and a dry cloth becomes of use for cleaning once it's moist. So we need satsang to provide the water that makes us moist. And he quoted from his poem, Song to Kripal. The name of God is a beautiful fragrant tree. Beloved ones, Master has planted this tree within me. Daily watering it with the water of satsang, beloved ones, he made it to flourish wonderfully. Someone asked about the diary, and he said that keeping the diary was of the first importance if we want to progress on the path. A longtime initiate of Sant Kripal Singh asked why it was that disciples who do their best and meditate and attend satsang should remain so long in the elementary stages. And the master's answer was twofold. One, that we are not always aware of how much progress we have made. If we have worldly responsibilities and give and take with others, The Master often keeps our actual attainments veiled from us, so that we will not lose our ability to function in this world. And I remembered Sankarpal explaining that very point to me years ago. And two, but the other thing is, even though we may appear to be doing our best, we don't necessarily maintain regularity. We don't sacrifice. We can't appreciate Satchkhand until we see it. And when we see it, we understand the worth of the Master. Then a young boy asked, "What is Satchkhand?" And the Master beautifully replied, "It is our eternal home, where no one takes birth and no one dies, where there is no hatred or enmity, where there is only peace and love." And another boy asked, "Can non-Indians become masters?" Sanchi laughed heartily at that and said that in India, down through history, conditions have been favorable, and the people in India were more open to the Master's message than people elsewhere. And that is why many masters have appeared there. But God belongs to all, and people of all countries, men and women, even young boys, can become masters. He compared it to a ball game, where whoever catches the ball can run with it. And another young person asked why we had to be vegetarians to be initiated. And he replied, "Every creature has the same right to live as we do." And someone asked when the soul entered the body, and he said that it was at conception. A little boy said, "You still haven't told me why you grow such a long beard." And he replied, "I told you that that is something you have to ask the Master within. Go inside, see the radiant form, and then ask that question." And one man who worked as a salesman asked if that profession was all right. The Master said, "Yes, as long as his living was earned honestly." A woman asked if it was all right to keep dogs. And he laughed and he said, "If you want, I don't have any." And the woman, concerned, asked again if there was any badness in it. And he said, "No, there's no badness in it." At the end, several people commented that they had smelled beautiful perfume during the satsang. The Master said that the fragrance of the saints was always present, but, quote, "rare are the noses that can smell it." And he told the story of Baba Sawan Singh smelling the fragrance and discovering a sadhu sitting in meditation. All in all, it was a powerful afternoon. We will leave off there. This is a letter of Baba Sawan Singh, dated September 19th, 1920. And I'm going to presume that this must be to Dr. Brock. Sawan Singh writes, "Dear son, your two letters of June 1920 to hand. I am very much pleased to learn that you have taken so much pains to help Mrs. P. Your question about the necessity of suffering in the economy of creation is one of those prime problems which cannot be satisfactorily understood as long as the soul is on this low plane. But so much can be said that spirit entities were in a comatose condition at the time of creation. The object of the Creator was that they too should attain full consciousness and join the region of pure bliss. Therefore, in order to develop their consciousness and to create in them a longing to reach the region of pure spirit, it was necessary to subject them to a course of suffering, without which they would not have cared to make their condition better. The soul that is satisfied in this world does not feel the necessity of joining its Creator. The truth of this explanation becomes established as the soul travels upward. Your complaint that you have toiled on for 8 long years and have not seen so much as a candle is not quite unreasonable. I do not wish you to take anything on blind faith. Of all the creeds of the world, it is the Radhaswami faith only that does not demand blind faith. It calls upon its devotees to ascend and see. But so long as the dirt of karma is not washed away, a dirt which has accumulated in many births, it cannot ascend. No definite time limit can be laid down, which will apply to every soul. The revelation time depends on the lightness or heaviness of the past karma. There are certain souls who do not get it even after 20 years, while there are others whom it is granted to see the form of the Master the very first day. Rest assured that the revelation will come one day. Please do not let the exercises become mechanical, but keep up your zeal and interest. During repetition, please focus your attention in the eyes without putting any strain upon them. Or rather, fix your attention a little to the left of the left corner of the right eye. That is, not quite midway between the two eyes, but a little inclining toward the right eye. Even if no light is visible, still continue to fix your attention on the darkness. That is, continue to see the darkness. After practice for some time, light will become visible. Then, please concentrate your attention on that light. As the soul will make its seat in the eye focus, the mind will give up its activity. That is, no thoughts will arise. You will feel the soul current vacating the 6 lower centers and accumulating in the eyes. And when the current is fully concentrated in the eyes, the sound will of itself go inward, behind the eyes, and a star will become visible. Then gradually, the sun, and then the moon, and then the radiant form of the Master in the third eye will be seen. Then, the attractive sound appearing to come from above will begin to attract the soul upward in sweet enjoyment. The form of the Master, when it first becomes visible, does not stay for long. It comes and goes. But as one advances in practice with love, it becomes stable. Then the devotee feels that there is no more lovable object in the whole world. The Master then answers all sorts of inquiries put to him in the interior. When the soul acquires the full strength of this stage, then the Master takes it upwards and the soul gradually commences its upward journey. The repetition of the names is incomplete until the mind has ceased to generate thought and the body is senseless. If Mrs. P. comes to you, please impart to her the spiritual instructions and request her to give up her trance and medium work. So please continue on with love and patience. The Master will overlook deficiency of effort, but not deficiency of faith. If one were to renounce the path, the master will not renounce him. After a time, or even in the next birth, he will have to start again wherever he left off. But I should like you both to finish your spiritual journey in this life, and you should not think of coming into this world again. No one is able, except the master, to complete his whole journey in this life. Part of the journey is accomplished in this world, while the remaining part is accomplished on the higher stages. Yours affectionately, Sawan Singh. And we will continue the satsang we began last week. It was another in the series of satsang talks that Sanchi gave here at Santpani in the 1990 tour, July of 1990.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਦਰਦ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਭਾਵਕ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਸੀ.
There are many dear ones sitting here who have got this blessed opportunity of sitting at the feet of great Master Kripal Singh Ji, and they know that how much pain of separation and how much love Master Kripal used to have for his master, and many times while talking about his master he used to become emotional.
Os Parampita Kripal ne kade bhi ye nahi kiya siga ki main koi taagat haan. ਉਹ ਇਹੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਉਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਰਿਹਾ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਅੱਗੇ ਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ.
ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੈਵਰ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਐਨੀ ਪਾਵਰ ਔਰ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ. ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਪਾਈਪ, ਆਈ ਐਮ ਓਨਲੀ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਵਿਚ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਰਿਸੀਵਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ.
ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਮਹਾਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਪਾਉਣਾ ਬੜਾ ਔਖਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਐਸਾ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਗਾਂ ਮੱਝ ਦੇ ਚੋਲੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਬੋਲੀ ਨਾ ਸਮਝ ਸਕਦੇ, ਅਗਰ ਉਹ ਦੇਵੀ ਦੇਵਤਾ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਨਾ ਉਠਾ ਸਕਦੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਨਾ ਸਕਦੇ. ਉਹ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆਇਆ ਔਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਘਰ ਦੀ ਯਾਦ ਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਸੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਜਾਮੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਕਿਰਿਆ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਪੈਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਖਾਣਾ ਪੀਣਾ ਪਹਿਨਣਾ ਟੱਟੀ ਪਿਸ਼ਾਬ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਕਰਨਾ. ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਕਿਰਿਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਰਦੇ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਲੈਵਲ 'ਤੇ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਸਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਾਇਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਲਈਏ ਫਿਰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹਾਥੀ ਦੇ ਦੰਦ ਖਾਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੋਰ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਦਿਖਾਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੋਰ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ. ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨੇ ਚੋਲਾ ਤਾਰਿਆ ਹੈ ਸਿਰਫ ਆਪਦੀਆਂ ਸੇਵਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਜਗਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ.
A brief hymn of Kabir Sahib is presented to you. In this hymn, Kabir Sahib will lovingly explain to us that how it is difficult for us to maintain, how it is difficult for us to develop and maintain the love for the master. Because this arrangement, this system has been devised by God Almighty Himself. If He were to come in the body of animals or the bodies of cows or other kinds of animals, we would never be able to understand His language. If He were to come in the form of gods and goddesses, there was no way we could have ever communicated with Him. Since we are in the human body, He also assumed this human body. He comes and He lives among us, and He tells us about our real home. He awakens our soul. But since He comes in the human body and we are also the human beings, and you know that it is very easy for us to develop the love for someone who is like us. So that is why He has developed this system, and He always comes in the human form so that we can love Him, because He is also in the human form. And gradually, after loving the human form of the Master, we may go back to our real home. But since He is living in the human body, God Almighty comes in the human form. And since we see Him doing all the things which a human being does, like going to the toilet and eating and drinking and sleeping and all the things like that, so that is why sometimes it becomes very difficult for us to believe that He is God who has come in the human form. And whenever our mind bothers us, he shakes our faith away, and we do not realize, we do not always remember that he is God who has come in the human form. But when we go within and when we see him there, then it is very easy for us to believe that he is the Shabbat form. He is the form of the Shabbat who is present all the times within everyone. But until we go within, it is very difficult for us to develop and maintain the love and faith in the Master.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਬਦਸਲੂਕੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨੂੰ ਕਮਲਾ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਰਾਈਆ ਕਿਹਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਨੂੰ ਗੈਰ ਮਨੁੱਖੀ ਤਸੀਹੇ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੀਹਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਚਿਣ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਖੁਦ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਚੰਗਾ ਸਲੂਕ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਘਰ ਕਾਟ ਲੁੱਟਿਆ 3 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਮਰ ਕਸਾਨਾ ਖੋਲਿਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਨਾ ਆਈਏ ਕੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਦੀ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਨੇ ਬੈਠਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੱਤਾ
ਇਫ ਵੀ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੈਡ ਬੀਨ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਵਿਦਇਨ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੈਡ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਫਾਰਮ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਵੁੱਡ ਹੈਵ ਮਿਸਟ੍ਰੀਟਿਡ ਦ ਪਾਸਟ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੂ ਕੇਮ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ called as the one who misleads from the path, and he was even called that he is insane, he is mad. And also, you know that how Guru Tegh Bahadur was tortured to death after giving so many inhuman, after torturing him in so many inhuman ways. In the same way, Guru Gobind Singh was also bothered very much. For 3 months, he could not rest anywhere, he could not change his clothes. You can very well imagine the condition. Because if you are not allowed to change your clothes even for one day, how you feel? Just imagine the condition of Guru Gobind Singh, that he was not allowed to rest, he was not allowed to change his clothes for 3 months. So if we the people had been going within and if we had realized that they are God who have come in the human form, do you think that we would have given such tortures to the great masters?
Christ suli te chaad ditta, kandriyan da taaj pehnaya gaya. ਪਿਆਰੇ ਸੂਲੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਸੁਣ ਕੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਕੰਬਦੀ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਅਪਰਾਧ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਕੋਈ ਬੁਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਉਠਾਉਣਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਬਲਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਜਾਏ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਦੇ ਕੋ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਪੰਡਾਂ ਬੰਨ ਲਈਆਂ ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਬੜੀ ਸਮਝਣ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਲ ਸਲੂਕ ਕੀਤਾ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਅਸੀਂ ਧਰਮ ਦੀ ਆੜ ਹੇਠ ਹੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਧਰਮ ਦੇ ਠੇਕੇਦਾਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੀਤਾ
Christ was crucified and a crown of thorns was put on his head. Just by thinking about the cross, our soul trembles. Just imagine the condition of the one who was put on that cross, who was crucified, and how he was also tortured. We did all this in the name of the religion. Those Mahatmas, those masters, they did not do any sin, they did not do anything wrong. We were supposed to take advantage of their coming into this world, but instead of taking advantage of their coming into this world, instead of learning the devotion of God from them, we tortured them, we troubled them so much. And we did all this obeying our mind and in the name of the religion. And the people who are the so-called responsible people of the religion, they did this only to fulfill their self-interest.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਾਜਿਕ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਹਮਣਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਆਸ਼ਰਮ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਕਈ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਧਰਮ ਸਥਾਨ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਨੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤੀ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਬਦਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਬੁਰੇ ਲਫਜ਼ ਦੇ ਸੁਣ ਕੇ ਬੁਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਗੇ ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਲੰਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਖਾਣੇ ਦੀ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾ ਲਿਆ ਕਰੋ
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੈਡ ਟੂ ਫੇਸ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਆਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਮੇਡ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਸ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਅਕ੍ਰੋਸ ਦ ਰੋਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਡੇਰਾ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ ਦੇ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਅਪੋਜ਼ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੇਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ And all the masters, they never answer the criticism in the same tone. They always forgive. They never take any revenge. So Master Sawan Singh, who was an abode of forgiveness, he he used to say that, dear ones, the langar over here in this dera is of the master. You may be hungry, you may be needing food, and you are welcome here to have the food. He used to even invite his opponents, his critics, to come and have food in his langar.
Sanu pata hai, saade sa saniyan ch, ena bardasht maada nahi hunda, kyunki assi andar nahi jaande ge. Lekan, santaan de vich, parmatma ne badi shanti rakhi hundi hai, pyar rakhya hunda hai. Jad oh virodhiyan nu eh kehnde san ਕਿ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਲੰਗਰ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾ ਲਿਆ ਕਰੋ, ਜਾਂ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਲੰਗਰ 'ਚੋਂ ਆਟਾ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਬਣਾ ਲਿਆ ਕਰੋ. ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਮਨਾਉਣਾ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ, ਨਹੀਂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹੋ, ਇਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੀ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਇਸ਼ਤਿਹਾਰਬਾਜ਼ੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ, ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਵੀ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਡੂ ਨੋਟ ਹੈਵ ਦੈਟ ਮਚ ਕੈਪੇਬਿਲਿਟੀ ਆਫ patience. We do not have that much patience, but the masters, the saints, they have a lot of patience in them. So that is why whenever Master Saman Singh used to invite his opponents to come and have the food in the langar, or sometimes he would say that you can take the flour from here and you can make your own food. So when he would say that, the satsangis around him would get upset and they would say, well, but they are criticizing us. Master Saman Singh used to say that, no, they are not doing anything wrong to us. In fact, they are doing our work. You see that you do not have to do any publicity. You do not have to tell people about the path. It is they who are telling people about the path. So they are, in fact, doing your work. And we should feed them. We should help them.
ਇਹ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਚੋਂ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੱਸ ਰਿਹਾ, ਕੋਈ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੱਸ ਰਿਹਾ, ਇਹ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਸਾਡਾ ਅੱਖੀਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਵਾਕਿਆ.
I'm not telling all these things to you because I have read this in the book or I have heard this from anyone. I have seen all this with my own eyes.
ਉਹ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਮਨਸੂਰ ਦੀ, ਜਾਂ ਮਨਸੂਰ ਨੂੰ ਕਤਲ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ, ਉਦੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰ ਦੇ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਬੁਰਾ ਕਰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਛਾਣਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਦਰਦ ਹੈ.
He used to give the example of Mansoor. He used to say that when Mansoor was being killed, at that time Mansoor said, he told God Almighty that, oh Lord, you forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. They do not realize me, but I have so much sympathy, so much pain for them in my heart.
ਜਦ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਟੂਰ 'ਤੇ ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਰਾਜਸਥਾਨ ਗਏ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਸਮਾਜਿਕ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਐਸਾ ਹੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ. ਕਈ ਥਾਈਂ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗਏ. ਅੱਜ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੀ ਦਇਆ ਨਾਲ ਉੱਥੇ ਪੱਤੇ ਪੱਤੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਸ ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਬੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਵੈਨ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਵੈਨ ਟੂ ਰਾਜਸਥਾਨ ਔਨ ਇਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਫਸਟ ਟੂਰ, ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਲਸੋ ਅਪੋਜ਼ਡ ਹਿਮ. ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਅਪੋਜ਼ਡ ਹਿਮ ਆਲਸੋ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ. ਦੇ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ that Master Kripal do not preach correctly, and they used to say things against him. But now, at this time, with the grace of Almighty Kripal, in every leaf of that place, every creature of that place sings the name of Kripal.
So Kabir Sahib dass rahe hai ke guru de naal pyar pauna, mohabbat karni, guru nu samjhna bada hi kathan hai jab tak assi andar nahi jande.
So here Kabir Sahib says that until we go within, it is very difficult to develop and to maintain the love of the Master, and it is very difficult to understand the Master.
Lekin Kabir Sahib eh vi kehnde hai ke lagan laaye bagair, pyar kare bagair, saada banda vi kuch nahi ga.
But Kabir Sahib also says this, that we cannot achieve anything until we develop the love, until we have the devotion for the Master.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਪੰਨਾ 97 ਨੰਬਰ 14. ਗੁਰ ਸੇ ਲਗਨ ਕਠਨ ਹੈ ਪਾਈ, ਗੁਰ ਸੇ ਲਗਨ ਕਠਿਨ ਹੈ ਪਾਈ, ਲਗਨ ਲਗੇ ਬਿਨ ਕਾਜ ਨ ਸਰ ਹੈ, ਜੀਵ ਪਰ ਲੈ ਹੋਏ ਜਾਈ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗਏ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਗੁਰੂਆਂ ਨਾਲ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਕਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੂਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੋਲਦਾ। ਅਗਰ ਜਰਾ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੱਕ ਹੈ, ਅੰਦਰ ਬੂਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੁੱਲਦਾ, ਪੜਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੁੱਲਦਾ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਓਪਨ ਹਿਸ ਡੋਰ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਇਨਰ ਵੇਲ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਲਿਫਟਡ ਅਪ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਲਵ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਅੰਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਫੇਥ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਬਰਾਦਰੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹੋ। ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਮਜਬੂਰੀ ਜ਼ਾਹਰ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਬੇਟਾ ਮੈਂ ਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ, ਮੇਰੀਆਂ ਮਜਬੂਰੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਮਜਬੂਰੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਕੋਈ ਸੇਵਕ ਹੀ ਭੇਜ ਦਿਓ, ਅਸੀਂ ਸਮਝ ਲਾਂਗੇ ਕਿ ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੀ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਭੇਜ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਹੁਣ ਜੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਦਾ ਰੂਪ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਫਿਰ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਆਦਰ ਮਾਨ ਕਰਦੇ, ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਮਾਮੂਲੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਸਮਝਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਮਾਮੂਲੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਹੀ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਉਸਨੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਹਾਲ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ, ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੋਏ, ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਬੁੱਲੇ ਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੀਣਾ, ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੋ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਰੰਗ ਚੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਉੱਤਰ ਗਿਆ। ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦਾ ਰੰਗ ਚੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਉੱਤਰ ਜਾਵੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਬੜੇ ਉਪਾਅ ਕੀਤੇ, ਬੜੀਆਂ ਤਰਲੇ ਕੀਤੇ, ਆਖਰ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਇਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਾਂ, ਫਿਰ ਹੀ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਦਾ ਦਰਦ ਦੱਸ ਸਕਦਾ ਹਾਂ। ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਗਾਉਣ ਵਜਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਥ ਰਲ ਕੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਚਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਮਹਿਫਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਔਰ ਮੂੰਹ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਔਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਪੇਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੀ। ਜਦੋਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਦ ਬੋਲਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਪਛਾਣ ਲਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਬੋਲ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਹੱਸ ਕੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੂੰ ਬੁੱਲਾ ਹੈ? ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਬੁੱਲਾ ਪਰ ਭੁੱਲਾ ਹਾਂ।
ਵੰਸ ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਮੇਡ ਅ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਟੂ ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਵੈਡਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ, ਸੋ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵੁੱਡ ਕਾਈਂਡਲੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਦੈਟ ਓਕੇਜ਼ਨ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਫੁਲ ਟੂ ਯੂ। ਬਟ ਅਨਾਇਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ, ਆਈ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਕਮ ਦੈਟ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਮੈਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਓਬਲੀਗੇਸ਼ਨਸ, ਮੈਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਟੂ ਅਟੈਂਡ। So Inayat Shah replied that it will not be possible for me to come and attend the wedding. So Bulle Shah said that if you can send somebody, one of your disciple or one of your men, we will understand that you have come, we will respect him and we will understand that the master has come in his form. So Inayat Shah agreed to that and he sent one of his satsangis, one of his disciple, to attend that wedding. But the other people over there, they did not respect that person, they did not appreciate him as much as they should have done that. They understood him just as an ordinary person. If they had understood him as the form of Inayat Shah, then they would have respected him, but they did not understand him like that. So he was not treated very well. So when that person went back to Inayat Shah, he told him that how he was not well received and how he was not treated well. Inayat Shah got upset at Bulle Shah. And even though Bulle Shah used to go within and he used to enjoy the intoxication internally. So when Inayat Shah got upset at Bulle Shah, all that intoxication went away. So you can very well imagine the condition of the person who used to go within, and all of a sudden if he loses the intoxication of the inside of the within, then how he would feel. So then Bulle Shah realized that it was a mistake which was made by him of not treating that person very well, and now the master has become upset. So he thought that how he should go and please the master. He thought that if somehow I am able to go to Inayat Shah and please him, only then I will again get this intoxication. Because when Inayat Shah got upset at Bulle Shah, he had even said that I don't want to see him anymore, I will not accept even a glass of water from his hands, and he expressed his anger. So that is why Bulle Shah thought of some ways of going to see Inayat Shah and pleasing him. So he joined a group of musicians and singers who were going to see Inayat Shah. And over there, when they went there, Bulle Shah had covered himself with a piece of cloth, covered his face, so that Inayat Shah may not recognize him right away. So when he started singing his prayer or his song, at once Inayat Shah recognized that this is the voice of my disciple. So he said that, "Are you Bulla?" Bulla in Punjabi or Hindi means the one who has forgotten or the forgetful one. He said that, yes, Master, I am Bhula, but I am Bhula, which means that I am the forgetful one or I have forgotten. So at once, Inayatsha was pleased with him because Bhulesha had apologized and he had gone to Inayatsha seeking his forgiveness.
Guru Ramdas Ji Maharaj kende hai, aapde guru parti, maat pita sut istri sab hunte pyara.
All right. Before our final bhajan, just one real quick reminder. Next Saturday is a Seva morning. So if you can come, please come and have a good time. All right. Our final bhajan is Guru Arjan's bhajan, G Satguru Pyare Amilo Menu, page 174. O beloved Satguru, come and meet me. My soul is longing. I don't realize your doing, but you have united me with God. I am full of bad qualities. I have no good qualities, but you yourself took pity on me. When you took pity on me, grace was showered, and I met this beloved Satguru. Nanak says, I will live only if I get Naam, and my body and mind will blossom. O beloved Satguru, come and meet me. My soul is longing. G. Satguru Pyare, Amilo Menu, page 174.
G. Satguru Pyare, Amilo Menu. G. Satguru Pyare, Amilo Menu. तरस रही जान है मेरी तरस रही जान है मेरी जी तेरा कीता जा तो मैं नहीं जी तेरा कीता जा तो मैं नहीं जी मैनू जोग की तोई जी मैनू जोग की तोई जी सतगुरु प्यारे आ मिलो मैनू जी सतगुरु प्यारे आ मिलो मैनू तरस रही जान है मेरी तरस रही जान है मेरी जी निर्गुण हारे कोई मैं गुण नाही जी निर्गुण हारे कोई मैं गुण नाही जिया पे तारस पे ओई जिया पे तारस पे ओई जी सतगुरु प्यारे आ मिलो मैनू जी सतगुरु प्यारे आ मिलो मैनू तरस रही जान है मेरी तरस रही जान है मेरी ਜੀ ਤਰਸ ਪਿਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਤ ਤਰਸ ਪਿਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਤ ਜੀ ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਸਾਜਨ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਜੀ ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਸਾਜਨ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਜੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਮਿਲੋ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਮਿਲੋ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤਰਸ ਰਹੀ ਜਾਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਜੀ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਜੀ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਥੀਵ ਜੀ ਹਰਿਆ ਜੀ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਜੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਮਿਲੋ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਮਿਲੋ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤਰਸ ਰਹੀ ਜਾਨ
O beloved Satguru, come and meet me. My soul is longing. May God bless us all.